Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Growing up, I was very close-minded. I thought every household consisted of a mom and a dad and children. I thought every family sat at the table and ate dinner together. I thought every family loved one another. I even thought shows like Family Matters, The Cosby Show, and The Jeffersons were real families. I was very naive, one would say. It wasn't until I got older and started meeting new people that I realized not every household was like mine. Not everyone had two parents at home. Not everyone sat at the table together. Not everyone actually loved one another. And that they were just all actors on TV. It made me sad because I didn't understand. That sadness turned into causing a lot of biases. Those biases turned into unintentional judgments. Those unintentional judgments turned into me being very narrow-minded. So I had to expand. I had to grow. I had to explore. I had to experience life. And so I did. At times it was hard for me to comprehend certain things, but as God opened my eyes to certain things, life started to make more sense. No matter how much bad I still saw the good in a person. I still do. I didn't hold one's mistakes against them, and I'm thankful God doesn't condemn me for my wrongdoings. He loves unconditionally. He forgives and he shows grace. Then one day you wake up and things are different. Your life is different. Your family composition is different. The way you learn is different. The way you worship is different. The way you communicate is different. Then you find out you are different. It can be quite frightening. This weekend I sat and had a lot of time to think. I had time to think and analyze my life. I looked in the mirror and I started not to recognize myself. Sometimes we get so caught up in life, we don't take time to look in the mirror. We don't take time to speak life over us and speak words of affirmation. We forget how to love ourselves in the midst of loving others. We live with our kids, our spouse, our loved ones, our friends in mind, but oftentimes we forget what it means to live life for ourselves. I've never thought of myself as a selfish person, but I've learned through a trying experience that I had to take time to groom myself, love on self, and take time out for Whitney. I ran into a beautiful queen over the weekend in Walmart, and she smiled so radiantly as she spoke boldly and professed the importance of self-care. I'm not talking about just physical self-care, which I have no problem doing. I'm talking about that mental and emotional self-care. Sunday, I was able to meditate on the Word of God and spend some much-needed spiritual self-care time. I was able to see the encouraging post that so many beautiful people share on Instagram and Pinterest, and it gave me a sense of peace because God spoke so clearly through many things I laid my eyes on. Then I received confirmation from my dear sister when she said, "No one can replace me if something were to happen to me." She was right. If I'm not in my best health mentally, physically, emotionally, how can I be any good to anyone else? So as I continue to internalize how my life has changed, I'm eager to spend more time loving on Whitney. God is so good to us. He allows us to bring our innermost, darkest feelings to Him, and He brings such peace and understanding. If you've woken up and looking in the mirror and you can't recognize yourself, I would encourage you to spend more time loving on yourself. A word of advice? Don't pour out all of your love. Leave some for yourself. Most importantly, remember the most important relationship is your relationship with God. When all else is said and done, He is the one constant in an ever-changing world. I know the title is "Search Me, Lord," because that's what I had to do. I had to ask God to remove any evil thoughts or anything that is not pleasing to Him. I had to confess my sins and ask for His forgiveness. I had to remember my self-worth. So now I've got a new attitude and I'm loving it. 2021, here I am. And I am going to walk in God's purpose for my life. You ain't seen nothing yet, baby. The best is yet to come.